Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
This is a tough business to run for president.
I know. You're a tough guy, Jeb.
And we need to have a leader that is
real tough.
You're never going to be president of the United States
tough,
by insulting
Jeb, yeah?
your way to
well,
the
let's
presidency.
Let's see, I'm at 42 and you're at 3, so
Doesn't matter.
Far I'm doing better.
Doesn't matter.
What did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the President of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did
was,
you hear
what
me?
Did you want
did you hear me?
Yes,
ask
sir.
Him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
you. I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only Rosie O'Donnell.
One of the worst Secretary of States in the history of the country. She talks about me being dangerous. She's killed hundreds of thousands of people with her stupidity.
Told me on my radio show, the audio and the transcript are out there on YouTube, that you would release your tax returns.
True.
Are you going back on your
commitment? No, I'm not. First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news. Let me just tell you.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
$505 billion. And by the way, I don't like this mic. Whoever the hell brought this mic system, don't the son of a bitch to put it in, I'll tell you.
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed.
Did you have a video of Prime Minister talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
Hunter, you're a loser. Why did you get $1.5 billion, Hunter?
Excuse me, I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty. She's shocked that I picked her.
No.
She's like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay, I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
Little pencil neck Adam Schiff.
That's enough. That's
Mr.
enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other
smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
And when you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria. And it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky.
Then you have the case of this wise guy, Jesse Smollett, who beat up himself. It's called MAGA country. You know, I didn't hear that term until that third-rate actor.
Hey, do you want to talk about
there
that?
There is a lot of evidence about the very good work
and it's a criminal enterprise, and so many people know it. It's a criminal enterprise. Saudi Arabia giving $25 million, Qatar, all of these countries. You talk about women and women's rights. So these are people that push gays off business, off buildings. These are people that kill women and treat women horribly. Whatever you want, you call it whatever you want. I want to tell you, they lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
While Donald Trump was building a reality TV show, my brother was building a security apparatus to keep us safe, and I'm proud of what he did. And he's had the gall to go after my
mother. The World Trade Center came down
during your brother's reign. He's had the gall to go after my mother.
Remember that. Hold on. Very low unemployment rate in the U.S., and we have a very high unemployment rate in France. How come? What's the recipe for?
Well, maybe we have a better president than you do.
Okay. What a way to start an episode, huh?
What a way.
What a way. A savage, savage leader, a savage president, a savage individual on a very, very savage show.
Who could you be talking about?
Donald Trump, of course. Oh my goodness. That was a way to break out a show. Welcome, welcome, Savage Truthers, to yet another episode of The Savage Truth. I'm your host, Cicely Davis, celebrating 100 episodes. I'm so excited. This is quite a milestone.
I would say you should be very proud of yourself.
You know, a girl has come a long way. Super excited to have you join me. If you're new to the show, you picked a really great episode to join, 100. And for those of you who've been along with me from 1 to 99 and here to 100, thank you. Even if you joined in the middle, or 29, or 37, or 46, or 57, you get the drift. Thank you so much for your support. It's been wonderful having you. I feel very blessed today. I made it to 100 episodes.
You did. You made it all the way to 100.
Oh, my goodness. It feels so darn good. So darn good. But, you know, that was the Donald J. Trump and Savage moments. Now, those are from years ago. And I'm sure there's going to be so much, many, many more to come. But it's just a little reminder of who is at the helm, who is in charge, who we have.
Well, we saw day one, we have a man in charge. We certainly have somebody that's taken over and jumped right in, and away we went. So it's exciting.
It's feeling really good. And of course, you and I, like so many of the people watching and others that we know, have been in celebration mode since November 5th. I mean, I haven't stopped celebrating. I know I've said that several times doing the show, but I really truly mean that. The November 5th and then January 20th with the inauguration and watching the ceremony and the sentiment of the people, Americans, not just those who were invited, but Americans in general, the overall senses of feeling like America is back, right? We woke up and we realized that we didn't lose our amazing country. We didn't lose our exceptionalism. The Constitution will be protected. The amendments will be protected.
It's interesting to see how many people are just jumping on the Trump bandwagon too.
Oh.
Like all the haters that were out there, and they're still there, let's be honest. I mean, they're out there. But we've seen so many people jump on the bandwagon now with Trump. And you know, it's from politicians and actors and celebrities of all sorts and sports people. Everybody's jumping on and wanting to be part of this administration.
Especially the haters.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just it. It's so exciting to see this. And in a way, I don't know if I quite believe it all, but it's interesting to see how many people have really jumped into this and seem to be excited. I don't know if it's necessarily for Trump, but I do believe it is that people recognize that we are getting the country back.
Yeah. So, for those of you, we're going to get into this episode. Now, I have an ask, and it's always the same, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. As we get into this, we got to sink our teeth into the this is a 100 episode. Now, this is going to be a one episode week, simply because I want you to really sink your teeth and play it more than once. Okay, so there's the celebration on my end personally, but really celebration for the entire country. We're in celebration mode and we should really embrace that. So ladies and gentlemen, friends, patriots, and of course the fake news media in the back, welcome to what is unquestionably one of the greatest days in American political history. I'm of course referring to January 25th, falling in line with Washington, crossing the Delaware, okay? Lincoln's Gettysburg Address as well. I am, of course, speaking of Donald J. Trump, who has accomplished the impossible. Not just a political comeback, but a masterclass in resilience. You agree?
Well, there's no way you could disagree.
Perseverance?
Absolutely.
Pure will and sheer audacity, honestly.
You would be hard-pressed to find any other politician in history to have done what he has done.
Or individual. I would take politics out of it even.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because you could take it and say, like, he is just under the prosecution that he was under, the stress, the strain that they put him under at every turn, and yet he just kept coming forward. He just kept pushing and pushing, and he wouldn't stop, and he didn't give up. And look where he is today.
And I would say he became more obstinate. He even doubled down. The more they pressed on him, the more he would get even more determined.
Well, I think that when you believe so strongly in your innocence, for one, and also that you know that you're being persecuted, you know, with, you know, evil intent.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. He's just standing there. And I think he felt that he was bulletproof in some respect, that he felt like, you know, you throw whatever you have at me, but I'm still standing and I won't stop. And I'm not going to go away, because I believe that he inside, at least I believe, I can't say that he believes this, but I believe that this was divine.
Yeah.
This was absolutely meant to be. This was here to save this country.
Yeah, yeah, divine. If Hollywood would have rejected this, I mean, honestly, if this was a movie, Hollywood would have rejected it for being too unrealistic. And they've, you know, greenlit Sharknado 6 times. Now, first and foremost, I have to mention the press. We gotta mention the media. They said he was finished, right? They said he'd never recover. They said he faded into obscurity. Meanwhile, Trump was hosting rallies so packed they made Coachella look like a high school band concert. And the headlines. Oh, the headlines. If there was a Pulitzer Prize for creative insults, the New York Times would have won the calling him everything from a danger to democracy to a delusional enthusiast, right? But here we are. Here we are, Brad. Looks like the only danger he posed was to their actual ratings.
Yeah, and they continue to decline.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why you see, like, the New York Post, even these, they're trying to get realign themselves with this new presidency.
Yeah.
Because they're all fading. You know, CNN is going, you know, away. If they hang on for the next, you know, couple of years, it'll be amazing. The newspapers are dying. Nobody is believing any of these stories that they're spilling about Trump anymore. That just doesn't matter. They have no effect. And we're going to finally start getting some truth. Even the first few days, we're starting to get truth coming out about what we've been under for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anybody as an American could sit back and think that we came out of that 4 years better. I don't believe that's possible for anybody to honestly believe. Yeah. I mean, I believe there's some individuals that maybe if you're in the LGBTQ, ABCFG, group, maybe there's some way for you to believe that your life changed dramatically because you can now wear your fur ears to your job at Starbucks or wherever it is that you're working. But beyond that, I don't know how it's really impacted real Americans.
You know, what I really love is that when we're talking about the media is that they refer to this as the podcast election. And what that means to me is, and what it signifies is that you just touched on it. People have lost hope, and they've lost trust in legacy media. So they went to podcasts. You know why they did that? Because they wanted to get truth. And people, for the first time really in a long time, they wanted to have all information. They wanted full truth so they could take their educated, they wanted to take all that information to the ballot box and vote according to truth. And that's what was so significant. And so I think they have a really long uphill battle, and I'm seeing them still double down a little bit. I don't think that a lot of them have lost and learned their lesson. I'm listening to Rachel Maddow and others just still trying to use the same old tactics, which actually lost them the election in the first place.
Well, it may keep the low ratings that they have.
Right.
You know, they're probably so desperate that they don't want to change because the only thing they've got left for ratings is those low ratings viewers.
Good point.
So, you know, if we change now, we'd have nobody. They leave, who's watching? Nobody.
Good point. Yeah, and I am seeing the walk back, right? You're seeing New York Times, you're hearing reporters now say, well, you know, we did kind of know that Joe Biden was on decline, and I didn't really take that seriously. Now, this is, of course, a complete lie. They knew that he was declining the entire time. But now that Americans are no longer falling for the okey-doke, right, the leftist okey-doke, they're having to walk back a whole lot of things. And I, for one, am happy to see the retribution. I mean, Donald Trump's on top in every way possible, the most important ways.
I am just excited to see this return to what I consider to be Americanism.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, I want to be able to celebrate that, just the idea. You see it in all kinds of forms now. You're seeing it in movies. You're seeing some of this coming back already. You see it on TV. We saw this movement.
Yeah.
It was coming even before this big win.
True.
But we saw, I mean, Yellowstone is a perfect example.
True.
There's people out there that are just, they want some sense of this idea of what America is. They're looking for some sense of normalcy. I think, you know, again, you know, whether it be, we've seen Kevin Costner, who in Yellowstone, who really represents, I think, a real strong American viewpoint. And you see it in his show Horizon we watched recently, which I would highly recommend. And, you know, granted, this is an idealized version of what America is. But again, we're striving. I think we're just we're desiring that in our lives. We want to feel good about America again. And for 4 years, we were beaten down. If you were a real American and you felt proud of your country, you were beaten down for 4 years yeah. by this woke mentality that was creeping into society. And it didn't just creep in. I guess that's an understatement. It really came in like a sledgehammer.
That's right.
For those of us who actually feel a strong attachment to the history of America.
Yeah, and so this landslide, Brad, is something I want to talk about really quickly, because we haven't seen this kind of landslide with the way that Donald Trump kicked Kamala Harris's teeth in with this election, and that's what it is. You're talking about 70% of the electorate, American electorate, saying we want Donald Trump, what he represents, what you're talking about, the return of American patriotism, American society, American normalcy. And so I think that the American people are definitely sending a message, and they missed, you know, it turns out that in general, Americans actually don't want men in women's locker rooms, right? Not only do women not want it, but actual real men don't want to be in women's locker rooms, right? There is something that feels inherently wrong about that. Even if you are a guy, if you are a guy that has a daughter, turns out that when crimes are committed, people actually want justice and they want bad guys to go to jail, right?
Go figure. These things, these concepts yeah. that for 4 years yeah. felt like they were like, if you believed one way,
yeah.
you were the outsider.
Yeah.
If you were like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? You
right.
don't want men
right.
pretending to be women in the women's locker room?
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
I mean, what, criminals prosecuting them? What's wrong with you? They're trying, yeah. they're stealing because they're so hungry.
Right.
These poor people that are out there, I feel so sorry for all the black people that are out there that can't get a loaf of bread that they've had to go steal a Mercedes
yeah.
instead, you know?
Because they want bread.
They gotta sell that so they can get some bread.
So they can get some bread.
It's sad, they're trying to feed their families.
Those, it was tough.
Those fathers, those that are out there trying to support their families, and they've had to resort to shoplifting at Walgreens
yeah.
and Walmart.
And Rolexes.
You know, I mean, gosh, yeah, and
dealing.
Smash and grabs because
yeah.
they're just trying to feed their families, honestly, and somehow my lack of compassion for those people is I'm kind of looked
You're
at as
now,
yeah, I'm a terrible person. I felt for 4 years I was this horrible, terrible person because I actually would like to see those people prosecuted, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's
yeah.
sad. It's sad. But now I'm having a new revelation, and it says that, you know what, I'd really like to see these people prosecuted and sent away for good.
I say spent up underneath the jail.
Maybe even just sent out of the country, a lot of them that
wow.
have come in illegal, but call me crazy.
Turns out there's only two genders also.
No, that I don't quite believe that.
Turns out there's only two.
I'm not falling for it because I was told just a couple of like months ago that there were like, what, 100?
Oh, any
I think there are 100. There's so many different genders out
yeah.
there, and I just a few months ago was so
yeah. Turns out
I thought I had been lied to all those years, and you know, that I'd spent in, you know, school and getting education here.
Turns
know.
Out that there isn't an actual study that says DEI improves organizations, that it's actually just best to hire people according to their qualifications
think,
and their merit.
You think merit actually trumps gender?
Oh, jeez.
I don't. I have
it's
a hard time.
It's gonna be a fun 4 years, folks. It's gonna
We've
be
gotta,
fun.
It's like a reprogramming.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got to go back
to normal.
Like, yeah.
To normal.
It's not that much of a leap for me, honestly. It's not. I'm gonna
it's
be honest.
Good.
I'm kind of joking, yeah. but it's not much of a leap because
yeah.
I
but all jokes
I never
aside.
Believed it.
Well, all jokes aside, though, this is how upside down and inside out and topsy turvy our country had become in 4 years, and so you realize, Americans realize that we no longer one could have afford another 4 years of this lunacy, right?
Well, I think that it was, you know, when you want to think
yeah.
about how really insane this has been. I'm gonna just bring up something, maybe this is not a good one, but anyway, I'm gonna bring up churches.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say that when you go to your church and if they had a Black Lives Matter flag flying or they had a rainbow flag flying, that you're probably in the wrong church.
Yeah.
Not because, but because they chose that, like, I think the one place you don't have to tell people that, you know, all are welcome is probably at church. So I think if you come in as a Christian from your heart, then it doesn't matter. But these churches that were out there trying to fly the flag and do all that. It seems insane to me. And that's the kind of world we were living in.
Yeah. We got to mention Congress. I got to mention Congress, those brave warriors of resistance who spent more time investigating Trump than reading their own bills, right? Impeached twice, right? You remember that whole fiasco. And both times he came out more popular than ever. Let's not forget the when he was in Fulton County and he had the mugshot that made him even more popular. At this point, Trump's being impeached is like Tom Brady winning Super Bowls, right? You can have it all you want, but you've got to respect the stats, right? You might not like it, but you got to respect the stats. Remember the hearings when they swore that they finally got him? Remember, we got him this time. Spoiler alert. They didn't have them. They never did. I think Nancy Pelosi's gavel is still in therapy. Congress and so many in Washington, D.C. were just so hell-bent on prosecuting and persecuting this man. And not just him, but his family. We forget that it wasn't just him. His whole entire family were dragged through the ringer with this.
It's amazing that, you know, he didn't pardon his whole family when he left office the first time. Isn't that strange?
Isn't that strange?
Trump, as guilty as he was, as guilty as his family was, didn't pardon the whole family for crimes that they may have committed.
In 2008,
in the future,
2012,
in the past.
To 2014, right. In the past.
What does that tell you about a president that pardons his entire family and members of Congress for crimes that they haven't been charged with?
So it implies to me that they were corrupt and guilty as hell. That's what I'm, just
so
me.
It seems like all the things that they're pointing at Trump for, turns out, they seem to be the guilty of.
Yeah, it's always projection. I mean, simply put, it's always been projection. It's just been a corrupt individual in Joe Biden for the last 50 years. 5 decades of corruption, and I, for one, am glad to see him gone. We have got a real, true leader.
We do, and they're gone, and it's good to see him quiet.
Yes.
We haven't heard a peep out of, thank God, is that old Timmy Walz.
Yeah.
He has just been, like, hiding under a rug somewhere.
Good point. Let them know what it's been like here
God,
in Minnesota.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stay away, Tim. Timmy, tampon Timmy.
Yeah, then there are the attorneys, bless their hearts, from New York to Georgia. They've tried every trick in the book to charge him, arrest him, even indict him on jaywalking, if they thought anything that they thought would maybe stick. But Trump's legal team, they've turned the courtroom into the WWE SmackDown of jurisprudence. I mean, every time a DA stepped into the ring, Trump walked out with a bigger fan base and a new campaign slogan. Lock him up turned into more like sign him up.
It's when you bring it up, it's funny to think about.
Yeah.
It's like we've never seen anything like this man. He can walk through walls, really. I mean, it's like
I think of George Washington.
There are comparisons, I think. It's about the need. It's not even about the man, because every man has flaws, but it's about the needs of our country.
Mm.
George Washington was a man that we needed at that time in our country, and had he not been here, this country would not be what it is to this day.
Well said.
What just happened with Donald Trump is another comparison to that.
Yeah.
We, from where we were just a few weeks ago to where we are today, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that he was the man for the times. And clearly, the country believed he was the man for the times, because they spoke up and they really said, we've had enough. We've really had enough.
Yeah. I think I want to say to those who doubted and slandered or even whispered the unthinkable, you tried to take him down, and yet here he is, standing taller than the Trump Tower itself. The most historic political comeback in American history. God, I love saying that. It feels so good, bar none. So to my fellow Americans and Republicans and independents, Americans and patriots and Democrats alike who still hate, watching this from their safe spaces, cheers to the man who's proven once and for all that nothing is more American than betting on yourself and winning big. Now, when I talk about a leader, someone who gets in and gets it done, I think about Donald Trump's visit recently to California, right? He steps off the plane, he gives this very intimidating handshake to Gavin Newsom, and he holds and he pulls, but then he walks into the town hall and he's sitting there with California politicians, with Karen Bass, the mayor, and then he's got citizens in the audience who are talking about how they want this, the debris cleaned up so they can get back to normal life. And Karen Bass speaks up and she talks about how she's there to help them move as quickly as possible. And Donald Trump interrupts and says, whatever time frame you're giving, it's too long. They don't have that much time. Matter of fact, let's have Rick roll the clip.
Last night, 18 months. So what's, if that's not the answer, Mayor Bass, what is the answer?
Because it's what
that's,
everybody said.
That's what we were all told last night.
Well, and let me just tell you that we are going to do everything we can, slashing regulations, expediting everything so that people can begin the process right away. You know, we have the Disaster Recovery Center on Pico and Westwood. We have building and safety there. People are already contacting the local agencies. We're bringing our city departments together so that people don't get caught in the loop of going from one room to the next. We want them all to be in the same room so that you can get busy rebuilding ASAP. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And we will clear the lots, absolutely, in the city and in the county. We are working together. Both levels of government are working in unity.
That'd be 18 months. Is it not 18 months? Is it like we that's the answer that we got, and that's what we're all hanging on.
Yes.
So if you're telling us now faster, is it 6 months? Is it, I mean, all of our lives, rents, all this stuff is weighing on this.
6 months is no good.
And the number one thing that we are going to do immediately, and you will see this happen, is to clear out the debris. And you know, we're concerned right now over the weekend because of the potential rain, but we are going to move as fast as we can. But we want you to be safe and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't
yes,
cost
and
a
they
lot.
Can.
You
and
should let them do it because by the time you hire contractors, it's
right.
going to be 2 years.
If a family.
The people are willing to get a dumpster and do it themselves and clean it out.
And they can't.
There's
do
not that.
That
much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just going to take a long time if you do. You can do some of it, but a lot of these people, I know that guy right there that's talking. I know my people. You'll be on that thing tonight, throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to wait around for 7 months till the city hires some demolition contract that's
going to
charge him $25,000 to do his lot.
Yeah.
I think you have to, you have emergency powers just like I do, and I'm exercising my emergency powers. You have to exercise them also.
I did exercise them.
Because I looked, I mean, you have a very powerful emergency power, and
yes.
you can do everything within 24 hours.
Yes.
Now, that is somebody who just gets it done. He's saying that, he said, 6 months is too long. He said, that guy, I know my people, he can get it done in 24 hours by just going to get his own dumpster and cleaning it out. And so this is all I'm saying. I'm just trying to get a point across that what Donald Trump is a businessman, he is a builder, he is somebody who gets it done. And we are now under the realm of somebody like Donald Trump who's gonna do a whole lot in 4 years, just like he did for his first term.
Right, and you've got somebody who, you like you said, gets it done, and we've been under the guidance for 4 years we spent with Biden, who's somebody who just didn't get it done. And that's not even his fault. We're gonna find out more and more about that as we keep going along. Listen, Biden was never a good candidate for president. He was a horrible person almost his whole political career. He
Correct.
Was a liar.
Correct.
He was just he just couldn't stop himself. I
Correct.
Mean, you know, from his lies. But this 4 years, he was not there. He was mentally not there.
Correct.
And they knew this. They knew this, and they kept pretending that he was in charge. So, you know, what is it going to be like to see a president who actually just gets it done?
Right, right. And people have a reference point. This is what I love is because he served once before. So we have this comparison, Brad. We have Donald Trump's first 4 years, then followed, you know, consequentially, unfortunately, Joe Biden's first year. And the comparison of the two, who wouldn't want to relive and then do even better this next term with Donald Trump.
And he will do better.
And he will do better.
He will do better because there's no way when he came in, I think he had, you know, kind of some rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah.
Really, when he came in and he thought, okay, this is going to be like business. I'm going to be able to get this done.
Yeah.
But there are so many, you know, bad players in politics.
Ooh.
And they're snakes. They hide and they just creep in. And I think he was shocked. I think, honestly, he was probably shocked by what he received and the way it went down. You thought you were doing this stuff for your country. You thought you were going to make some changes. And you had all these people in the background, just a lot of bad actors that were in there trying to sabotage you the entire way and going so far as to prosecute you and impeach you and all these things that they've tried. And so I think that this time he is bolder, he's smarter than ever, and he is just going to take no prisoners.
He also is very aware that he only gets one term. So I think this is an even more on fire, determined, bold Donald Trump, because he realizes that not only do I have a whole lot to accomplish, and I have a mandate from the American people to accomplish the things that they want me to do, I have to leave a legacy for the next Republican president, right? So I've got to get busy. There is literally no time to waste. So while we're thinking about that, Brad, I want to stay there for a little bit because you touched on something that's really important, I think. I want to say congratulations to Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, a Duffy for getting across the finish line. Now, of course, we still have Kash Patel and others to get across. But just want to say, because you talked about he was probably with rose-colored glasses when he got to Washington, and his cabinet picks are so very important this time around. I think what happened...
They are so good
this time. They are so great this time. But you said something that Donald Trump learned that when he, like you said, he arrived in D.C. and he assumed that, you know, he brought a few people with him, but he assumed that because they had an R next to their name that they were going to be players, and recognized later that they were part of the swamp. This time he learned very quickly, like, I am going to put in people who are America First, Make America Great Again agenda candidates.
Are sworn to that agenda.
Yeah. And anyone who deviates in the slightest, they're instantly fired, because I care about the American people, and it's very important that I make sure that we, the people, the America First agenda is the priority, because we need to make sure that we never, ever, ever slip back into another 4 years that we just had under the Joe Biden administration.
It was the most devastating 4 years I think we've probably seen in this entire country. I mean, it is
unforgettable.
And now he's here for one thing. He is literally here to save this republic.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is here to save his... sense of urgency to get it done is apparent, and I think it's warranted. We need to change and save this republic and put it right on course again, and Donald Trump is absolutely the man to do that.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting to watch.
I just think President Trump has wasted no time showing America what divisive leadership looks like. And he also, in comparison, has shown us what decisive leadership looks like. First on his agenda, restoring law and order by tackling the crisis and the illegal immigration that is going on, completely out of control, of course. He's made all these arrests. Under his direction, ICE has ramped up arrests of illegal immigrants, prioritizing those with criminal records, but leaving no corner of this issue ignored. Deportation numbers are climbing steadily. Okay, and sanctuary cities are finally feeling the heat. And I, for one, am feeling really great about that because, of course, in Minnesota, we have a sanctuary city here in Minneapolis. For the first time in years, our borders are no longer a suggestion, okay? They are actually a boundary, firmly enforced, ensuring safety and security for every law-abiding American, okay? That is so very important. The issue of keeping our borders safe so that we are just simply aware of who's coming into our country, knowing their intent, and keeping Americans safe.
Well, and when you talk about sanctuary cities, like, you've got the state of Minnesota, which is, you know, become a haven for criminality.
Yeah.
And so in we've got so much corruption. We had the feeding our children. We've had hundreds and hundreds of millions that
dollars.
Have just poured out of this state into illegal hands. It's been, most of it sent overseas. It was all through a lot of falsified businesses that were being run through the Somali community. It's criminal. And our prosecution of it has been poor. And we've spent, we turned a blind eye to so much of it. And so it's time for these states to be held accountable. And it'll be very interesting to see how this state reacts to that. And I challenge anybody, look into the state of Minnesota and some of the illegal operations that we're running on in these Somali communities.
Yeah. I'm loving the idea of that wall. That wall is not just standing tall, it's being extended, it's being upgraded and celebrated as a symbol of sovereignty. And now we remember seeing visually them, the Biden administration, taking the wall and shipping it to others and selling it off, right? I mean, this is about literally getting America back. About
we started putting the razor wire up even. You know?
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do. We gotta start small. We gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as crazy as those things seem, it's not crazy when you think about the number of illegal aliens that have come into this country. And again, they're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from all over the world.
Yeah.
From China.
Yep.
From the Middle East. So we absolutely have terrorists in this country, and we need to be wary, and we need to send them back. So
let's praise Hogan for the job that he's doing, because he got right to business. He is someone who is so incredibly focused on keeping America safe, but really, really intelligent and capable in his job and his duty. So great pick for Hogan. Really support that guy and what he's doing. What an amazing patriot. But doing it for all the right reasons. So more to come, more to watch for the border. But, you know, Donald Trump didn't just stop at the border, right? He didn't stop there. He's taken a bulldozer to the bloated bureaucracy that has weighed Washington down for decades, year after year after year. Days of endless Zoom meetings and pajama-clad government workers coasting from their couches are over, right? People with government jobs who actually just stay at home and don't show up for work. They don't go to the building. They don't wake up in the morning and have their routine, get in their cars and drive in traffic and actually go to work.
How about just the looks of some of the people that I mean, how it's changing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
Look it up. I can't even make this. It's ridiculous.
I mean, Trump, you know? He's stomped all over DEI. He has cleaned houses. He's terminating employees who failed to show
These
up.
These people
for
look like Americans. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
We have people now that actually look like
Americans.
Like us.
Yeah. He's terminating employees who failed to show up, not just physically, but in productivity and accountability. Now, my personal favorite is his actions against DEI. DEI didn't earn it. You know, his bold action to shut down wasteful diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Trump's America, this one right here we're living in right now, hiring is based on talent and results, not virtue signaling. This is so important. It's about meritocracy over mediocrity, right? And the federal workforce is finally reflecting the efficiency and the effectiveness taxpayers deserve in
that
just a matter of weeks.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
What we as taxpayers deserve, we're finally going to get it. I think that's, we have been taken advantage of for so many years. We've been laughed at, and we've been and
ridiculed, you know, and canceled.
Yeah, absolutely. And so,
it's called names, put down.
We're getting the America back that we deserve, that we all deserve. And it is for everybody. You know, this isn't the idea that you can't find your place in America because that Trump is now the president is ridiculous. You just have to see that because America is for everybody, which means that if it was designed specifically for your group, then that's not really an America for all of us.
Correct.
So, you know, the idea is that you have to assimilate into that. That's part of being part of the tribe.
Yeah.
And if you want to be part of the tribe of America, then you actually are going to support the group itself, which means it's not about you all the time. It's not just about you. It's not about whether you get to wear your dress up like a furry to go to work, or you get to wear slippers while you know everywhere you go, and your pajamas out in public if that's what you're into, and all these things. It's about really being respectful of who you are and also the people around you. See, that's what everybody forgot.
Ah,
they forgot about the people around them.
Sure.
And they thought that this was all
about
them.
It's just about me. It's all about me.
You think, you know what? Your purple hair, your green hair, and all these things, you know, it's not always appropriate in the workplace. Some places should have the right to say that.
Yeah.
You know, there are some jobs nobody cares. There are some jobs that it actually makes a difference in.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know what, it's time that we start recognizing it and being honest about it.
I want to talk about real quick, Brad, that the virtue of courage really quickly, because that's what's going to be needed in the next 4 years to get us where we need to be. You just said something that was really bold, and a lot of people will probably listen to this and say, well, I mean, that doesn't hurt anyone, blue hair, green hair, but we need the courage. We're gonna need the courage because we are going to be criticized for what Donald Trump is doing at the border. We're gonna be criticized for what he's doing with DEI. We're gonna be criticized once Cash Patel gets in and he starts making, you know, FBI agents become cops and actually do their jobs. We're gonna be criticized when we start acknowledging and getting back to true definitions, and that, for example, that there are only two genders. And so we're gonna need the courage to face up to that in the next 4 years. So the virtue of courage, I would say, going forward is something that we need to uphold and really, really wear that proudly, right? I almost want a medallion that says truth and courage, because that's truly what we're gonna need for the next 4 years in order to pass that baton to the next set of Republican leaders. But the next 4 years, courage is going to be so very important. We have to be willing to be bold enough to say that. I want to see organizations actually speak out and say, you know what? If your hair is not a natural color, it can't be here. Because you know what? When I went to school, they actually had that in the dress code. You couldn't have Crayola colors for a hair color.
Yeah, there were dress codes.
You
know, I mean,
yeah.
Not uniforms I'm not talking about, but just a standard of respectfulness.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
And I think that we just completely forgot that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the idea that there's this, oh my God, he just declared there's only two genders, and the shock that it must have sent through the some of these communities. But it's like, okay, seriously?
So in just a matter of weeks, Washington has transformed from a swamp of excuses into a hub of action, because he's canceled out this DEI and he sent lazy people back to work. And the best is yet to come. Now, by the way, congratulations to those who have made it across the finish line. I, for one, am looking forward to the Cash Patel, like I said, getting across. And I know those hearings are going to run him through the ringer more so than anybody else, because he poses the biggest threat. So get ready to step into 4 glorious years of gold-plated progress, America. The beacon on the hill just got its spotlight rewired, brighter than ever. Forget extinction. Forget about it altogether. Forget about it. Society is rebounding like a bald eagle that accidentally discovered Red Bull. Gas prices down. Jobs everywhere. Even the stock market seems to be in perpetual state of winning. And let's not forget the White House itself. We hear the drapes are being swapped out for something with a touch of gold, right? Of course, Melania's adding her style, the lovely First Lady, and Air Force One might even get a fresh coat of Trump branding. Don't act surprised, but more importantly, the man is back in the driver's seat, and America is embarking on a high-octane road trip straight to the land of prosperity, justice, and greatness. I am super excited, obviously. So are you?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
Yay! Yeah, we're winning. We're winning. Stay ready, because
we're
this is
going to
be
America's
a wild
winning
ride. Yeah, yeah. So, wow, 100 episodes.
You did it.
I did it. We did it. The viewers did it. The listeners did it. Thank you for your support as my husband. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, you know, I probably had the biggest burden of it.
And to wrap up this incredible milestone, our 100 episodes, I want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude to everyone who's made this journey possible. Of course, here are a few of my favorite moments, just a few of my favorite moments. I'm going to have Rick roll some of the footage.
Are they the episodes of me?
Wow.
Are any of those?
Brad just told you his favorite shows. Let's have Rick roll it. Roll
I watched
it, Rick.
All those at least twice.
Roll it, Rick.
And let's do this. Quintessential latchkey kid. I don't know if you feel it. I certainly feel it. We're witnessing the dawn of a new era
as representatives of Black excellence.
I'm so into the gymnastics and the swimming and the shot put.
He tells his story. He introduces himself to the electorate.
There is no space for mediation.
The Dems have awakened a sleeping giant. didn't know exactly what Hunter was doing at the 7-Eleven so early in the morning. You are the blame for her presidential loss. Women have complete control of the Democrat Party.
Well, she's going to take every one of the swing states plus Iowa. And he said, oh, but the numbers are so close. I said, I'm a political analyst. I'm telling you right now, the numbers are there. She's taking this election.
Reporting from the Harris headquarters, and I think the operative word right now is silence. There's not a lot being said because the Harris team appears to be searching for bright spots.
Tell me right now, Trump didn't win Pennsylvania.
We have a major projection. CNN projects that Donald Trump will win the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This is a huge, huge achievement for Donald Trump.
That is actually more significant than this one. I'm tempted to say Richard Nixon, but that really falls short.
I have no interest in listening to a single Democratic politician ever again.
So you won't hear from the vice president tonight?
We do have some breaking news from the decision desk. NBC News can now project that Donald Trump has won the state of Wisconsin, which means he is the winner of this race and will return to the White House as this country's 47th president.
I went to sleep. And I woke up, and now our country is saved. Oh, thank God.
Witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
So to our viewers and listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing and supporting this podcast. I want to thank personally Mr. David Horowitz and the Horowitz Freedom Center and all the members of the Horowitz Freedom Center. Your engagement is the heartbeat of everything that I do for the show. And to our sponsors, your partnership fuels this mission, and we're beyond grateful. I am beyond grateful for your belief in my voice. And to producers, Todd out there, thank you. To the editors, Rick, and the entire team behind the scenes, your hard work and dedication makes every single episode shine. I'm truly am grateful. It's been an incredible journey. It really has so far, and I am just getting started. So here's to the next 100 episodes of bold discussions, unwavering principles, and a bright future ahead. Thank you for being a part of my family. Stay tuned, stay strong, and be blessed. Please like, share, subscribe. Thank you very much. And leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful,
be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
That was 100, baby.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.